So you want to take the tzon and put it into a corral. You can do it for one of two reasons. What they used to do sometimes, what they do is they would mark up an area of the field and close it with a temporary fence, bring in a whole flock of sheep, and they would, the manure of the animals would fertilize the field, and then they would then pick up the stakes and close a different area or a different field, and they would be mezabel the next field. So if you're doing it for the purpose of fertilizing the field, so that's some element of the malacha of choresh. Choresh is preparing the field to plant in it. So doing this is some element of choresh, so it's not mutar chol hamoed. If rather the goy decided to bring them in, me'atzmoi, mutar ha b'shabbos. So that would be mutar even again if the goy did it in his own volition. Feel im machzach loy tova al shechnisin. Even if you give him afterwards some element of recognition for what he did. You can't pay him. So even if the payment is just food, that's also, because then he becomes like he's doing it for you, and that looks like you're paying him for it. That's on Shabbos. And the situation where is on Yom Tov? Now the Mishnah is going to say that it's referring to after Yom Tov. You can pay him with giving him food. You can't pay him with other with regular payments. Even if you pay him with other things, is mutter. You can't hire him. If he did it, you can pay him afterwards. Well, you can't help him when he's doing it. And you cannot give him some type of a shomer to while he's doing this process of bringing the animals in to watch over the tzon. What's lanayer them? What does lanayer mean? To shake them out literally. So what the shomer would do was as animals would move from one place to the next, that would cause their bodily system to cause them to relieve themselves. So none of that is permitted. Now, if you have a Yehudi, Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, if, however, he was hired by the week, the month, or the year, so then we're allowed to facilitate what he's doing. So what's this all about? See Mishabura. So Mishabura Sivkat Mem Alev. Siyar Ladayer or Ladir.
What is that word?
Literally, it's the same word as Dira. It's a place where the animal is going to be placed to hold them for a period of time. So, but it's referred, in the Gemara, it's referred to a corral. You corral the animals inside of something. Right. So Haino Shemach Nisim Behem is the Sada. You bring animals into the field. Meshach v'sham v'laila, they spend the night over there. V'laila matayilus v'behemus v'mokom v'mokom. Hashem is dablus kol asada. During the night, the animals tend to wander around and tend to fertilize the field. Okay, so you can't do it l'zabal asada in order to fertilize the field. You're not actually fertilizing the field. The animals are doing it. But it's also since you're doing it for that intent, it's equivalent to the person doing it be a dayim. Mezabel who told the chavish, a person would actively take fertilizer and spread it in the field by hand. He's over this. It's a told of chavish, which chavish is mneishem miyapas a karka lizrayabu. Chavish is preparing the karka to plant in it. So anything which is done which will facilitate planting is goes under the umbrella of Chorish. But you're allowed to be matzah l'tayva. You're allowed to say thank you. You're allowed to, you know, feel gratitude towards him. Mem gimel, feel the matzah l'tayva. For some, feel the b'Shabbos kufa. You don't have to wait till after Shabbos to be matzah. You can be matzah l'tayva on Shabbos also. But you can't pay him anything for it, even food. And he said, on Yom Tov, you can give him a schar mezono. So, Yom Tov Yochel, Mishabur says, Rotzalam, La'achar Yom Tov. The mezono is lo'mechzik is schar mamish. Paying him with food, that's not mamish, that doesn't look like schar mamish. So you ought to pay him for what he did after Yom Tov. Mikol Mokim, Hanodavka Bezeh, Denim Lacha Gemurda. But even this is only because the action which he's doing over here, he didn't do it, the animal did it really. But in a case, Awa'akam Oysa Lacha Gemurda Be Yom Tov, Bishu Yisrael, Ochel Yitin Lachar Mesonai. In the case of the Goy, Mamish did the Malacha, a full bona fide Maisa Malacha for the Jew, so the Jew cannot pay him Schar Mezonai. Because you're mechuyev to stop him. They're talking about something which Amir Lakim would be usher. There are certain cases where Amir Lakim is mutter, but in the case of Amir Lakim is usher, if you see him, you're mechuyev to stop him. So how can you give him Yesher Kayach afterwards? So that you can't give him food, you can't give him anything. You're indicating that you were happy with what he did, and really the reality is you're mechuyev to stop him and not be happy with what he did. Even though he said before that you could pay him, the normal case would be to pay him mezonos after Yom Tov, but truthfully, you're allowed to give him the mezonos on Yom Tov itself. Now, so Yom Tov, because it's more kuladik, we're going to allow you. Shabbos is more chomer. They said you can't give him mezonos afterwards. Yom Tov, can we make? We'll give him mezonos afterwards. However, you cannot pay him with anything other than food. Okay, why? The chesheyitin loy. If you give him other payments other than food, yedu shaosu midash yisrael. V'yishru shesachru lasis mulacha liyomim. So people were aware that the Jew was aware of what he had done. Obviously, he's paying him, and they will assume that he was hired to do this, to do these type of things. They said you can't pay him with normal payment, but you can give him food. Vashal Yaskirenu. You can't hire him. What's the lemur? Shalayarma Lakim. You can't say to the goy, I say, do this, I'll pay you afterwards. So, this is on Cholomoyd. You can even pay him with other things, but it's only after the fact. You cannot hire him before the fact and say, listen, you know, here's the deal. You work and I'll pay you something afterwards. Whatever you cannot do, you cannot ask the God to do for you also. So the Isser of Amir La'akum is on anything which is, there's an Isser of Amir La'akum on Chol HaMoed also. That's what it says later on in Tavkum Mem Gimel. And I point out actually there's a Gemara in Matzia where the Gemara seems to indicate that the Isser of Amir La'akum applies to other things besides Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed. The Gemara discusses muzzling an ox, and the Gemara discusses Amir La'akum in regards to muzzling the ox, the Sachem Shabbatishoy. The Gemara discusses if you'd have a goy, ask a goy to do it, would be a problem. So the Amir La'akum is not limited to malachas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Okay, so you can't pay him, but you can't hire him, you can't help him. You can give him a skari afterwards. You can't give him a shomer l'nayir etzayin. What does that mean? Mem zayin. Because if you would give him a shomer, that looks like you went into an agreement with the God of the Chetchila not that he's doing it on his own volition, but you've asked him to do it. That's why you're giving him these helpers to do that. Okay. Now, if he was a skier, he was hired by the week, month, or year, so then you're allowed to help him b'chol moed, and you give him a shermel and iratzer. B'chol moed, abashav is a yomtov, also if he'll be skir shana, skir shana will not be matir, even in a case of Shabbos a yomtov. Chenlim shal a shermel, also b'shabbos a yomtov, and having some way helping him in the process by giving him a shermel, but also be also. But that the shomer should be actually paid, that you can't do, and you can't have. There's an issue. I just want to point out that this is. There's an issur of Skar Shabbos. The issur of Skar Shabbos is receiving payment for Shabbos, not paying. So if he paid to a Jew, obviously the problem is that you know, not only can you, you know, he can't receive pay for Shabbos. But over here, it's a goy, so there's no problem with the goy receiving. So when we say over here, Skar Shabbos, Skar Chodesh, Skar Shana, it sounds like there's a problem with what's called Skar Shabbos. You can't pay a person for a person does something only on Shabbos, and you can't pay him for the work. You can spread it out if he's being paid for a whole week worth. That's mutter. So it's not the issue over here. The issue over here is the more that he's perceived to be his own independence reality, so it doesn't look like you asked him specifically to do this on Shabbos. So that are a chol moed. So then, even if you would help him, it doesn't look like you've asked him to do this, and therefore it's mutter. That's the argument. Because I just want to point out, there is an issue of receiving Schar Shabbos, there's no issue of giving Schar Shabbos to a goy. Tesvov. Also, Leekser's Hassan B'chol HaMoed. You have no right to harvest your crops to do coats there, which is hard to cut down to harvest unless you're dealing with a situation where sometimes the crops fully ripe, if you wait another week to cut them down, they start rotting and they start getting insects, etc., whatever it is. There's going to be damage to the crop if you keep it any longer. Since the davar avid, would be mutter to harvest the fields. Now, if a person does not have what to eat, so feel much of a shuk, because even if he could go out and buy, see, he has in his backyard, he has in his field, he has grain that he grew and he wants to harvest it, or he can go out to the marketplace and buy some grain. So we could argue, listen, you're not allowed to do kotzer, so go buy grain. He says, no, I'm doing ksira for valid need. I want to use Paris, and I would like to use my own Paris. That person enjoys using his own Paris. So you're not mechuyav to ask me to borrow from somebody, to buy from somebody. I'd rather use what I have. So that's a valid yom tov need. Based on Malaya, he doesn't want to eat. It's available in the marketplace to buy. We're not mechuyav to go buy from the shuk, since he has his own. So Chol HaMoed is allowed. He can do the melacha of reaping.
Even more than needs.
No, this is a heter based on needs of Yom Tov. So he can do ksira. He can do emer, which is bundling it. He can do threshing, winnowing, and borer. At that point in time, you have grain which you're making into flour, which we already discussed before. You're allowed to be taken if needed. However, one limitation we have here that they used to do threshing. The way to do threshing, the goal is to break the kernels off of the stalk. So one way is by flailing it. You take different whips, which have like heavy pieces of wood at the end, and you whip it down or crack the kernel off of the stalk. One of the ways of doing it was taking a wide board and it had like nails on the bottom, and you would rip, you know, lay it down the straw with the kernels attached on the ground. You would pull it through, and that would, you know, rip them apart. One of the things was the animals would go in there; they would step on them, and that would break off the kernels from the stalks. So you can't do that; can't have the animals doing that for you. Hani mili shein sarach elalavade avud sarach ladush l'sarach rabim doshe fill of a partners. Sometimes if you have a person has his own personal needs, you say, you know what, there's no reason you should pull out the porous, it's a big tirka, and it's a bizoy, and fastia, da da da. If you do it by yourself, but in a case you have a large crowd that you need to prepare for, and so doing it other than by animals is going to be extremely difficult, so you'd be allowed to do it out by animal. Nun, to cut nun, imenu nipsit. So he said, you're not going to do kotzer if it's not going to be damaged. The munif said, mutu the kotzer. But had leaving the crop out in the field and not harvesting it now, if that the result of that would be that it's ovud, so then it's mutter. The rabbin is mutter. We start with the filim who rock ovud, miksosa, gam, kain, mutter. And the truth is that when we say ovud, we don't have to mean that the whole thing is being affected. But even if it's just part, there's impact on part of it, so that will allow you to take down the whole field. So it's also mutter. But and the hetter obviously would only extend to kotzer. There'd be no excuse to say, well, you know, once in kotzer, might as well. It's much easier for me to thresh it right now. Instead of making a pile, then having to take the pile apart and thresh it. Well, that's very nice. That's also. That's not a davar of it. That's just tircha. Generally, we don't look at tircha alone as davar of it. There has to be a loss. Now, what's interesting about the Mishabura, we seem to say that you need to have, you know, when we say davar oved, what are we talking about? We're talking about a minimal damage? We're talking about a significant damage. It says over here, it was only oved v'miksosai. It means that you're not like talking about losing the whole crop. You're talking about losing part of it. It doesn't say how much that part of it is. It sounds like he's saying even if you know, a minimal amount, that would be enough. B'chiddush. You don't have to borrow. You can process your own grain that you have. So that's the case. He doesn't know what to eat, so he has a heter to do it because he needs to eat, and I'm mechayev him to go find. Search out other avenues of acquiring grain as opposed to doing kotzer. And he said, so that once you've done kotzer, you can do ma'amr, dosh, zara, barakadarka. Now, our girsa has kotzer, ma'amr, dosh, zara, ubarer. Right, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Shabur means a girsa. Ubar v'toichen kedarka. He adds in even the toichen also.
He has a girso, or he's just adding it?
What?
Does he have that girso, or is he adding it?
It's well, you look at the shartzi in Memches. What?
Chriot, he says.
All right. Kain tzarchler means that was the correct. That should be the correct nusuch. Now, the Shartzian of Memchess says, Kena Loshen Begumoro Barama. This Loshen of the mentioning these six Malachas, that's clear in the Gemara, and that's clear in the Gemara and the Rambam. What the Mishnah Berurah focuses more on is the word kadarka. You do it normally.
That's the difference, because you can do it on Yom Tov, you can grind, but only certain...
In general, grinding on Yom Tov has limitations, right? But some of the ain't sorg shinui. I said, why can't you, if you don't need a shinui, why can't I use my animals to thresh? Because that creates a large public attention. Avshimilso means it's a very, very expansive issue. Creates a lot of noise, a lot of attention. But you are limited to do it with that which you need to eat. Shalyot is a personal gimel. Hatam canal because it's option milsa. Pizza gamba sharba the chayim moser. So the issue is because of the option milsa. It just was like poshut calls attention to what you're doing, and that's a bizarin for yom the chol ha'moed already. This concept of called option milsa actually an interesting discussion. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the Parashat Gemara that a person is allowed to on Erev Shabbos set up an irrigation system, and the water can be flowing the whole Shabbos, irrigating the fields. Even though irrigating a field is either going to be a harish because it's preparing the field for planting, or zareya, if the field is already planted, it's helping it grow. It's called zareya. Since you set up before Shabbos, it's mutter. But on that. The Shulchan Aruch, when he reads the non-creation and bays, says that's only by case of the irrigation, which is, you know, just water flowing, it's quiet. But they have a case of your millstone, your water mill going from before Shabbos, the person goes before Shabbos, takes the water mill, pours in, you know, X amount of bushels of grain into the hopper, and says, good, the water's going, it doesn't need me anymore, goes off to shul, says the Mesimetrish got to Shabbos, and meanwhile, his grain is being ground. Can't do it. So, the reason over there, the Ramah says, because it's Avshe Milsa. It's a very noisy, noticeable thing to call attention to itself. In the case of the irrigation, it's quiet. Someone should call attention to itself, even though you set it before Shabbos, it's very noticeable, it's Osir. Now, one reason why it's Osir, some explain, because people will notice it, and then be chesha that you did it improperly. So, it's not that the Isir is the noise itself. It's just that the noise will be had attempts to create the public notice. The public notice then creates the chashad. So that's the question: is Avshim Milsa a problem of its own? Is Avshim Milsa saying attempts to? But over here, it sounds like he's saying using it it's at least over here. It's just not, you know, there's a covered yom tov or covered cholamoid really issue. It's just like, you know, making gantz a public spectacle out of the whole thing is improper.
So you go back to the, when you said there was a mirror la'akum, and it wouldn't be by Shabbos or Yom Tov, can you explain what you meant a little more?
There's an Isra mirror la'akum on Shabbos and Yom Tov also.
Right.
There's even Isra mirror la'akum on Chol HaMoed, and I just point out that mirror la'akum is not limited to Shabbos, to the world of Malachas. We're used to the mirror la'akum, you can't tell God to work for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara talks about it in the issue of muzzling an ox, you know, on a Tuesday. Right, this is in the Torah when your animal is threshing, it's doing the threshing for you. You can't muzzle it. So let's say I want to have a goy muzzle it for me. So it's also a mir la'akum. So mir la'akum is not limited after to the world of malachas. The modern day versions of this issue of Shemil says, let's say a person wants to leave their dryer, big noisy dryer that they have running, going from Erev Shabbos into Shabbos. Would that be mutter? It's Avshim Milsa. People, any person who comes nearby hears this little noisy thing making a lot of noise. And, I guess nowadays you'd even have theoretically have the shayla. Let's say you have a, what do they call it, the Roomba, right? You know, it vacuums for you without, you know, it makes a lot of noise. It sounds like a vacuum cleaner. But the mice, it vacuums by itself. It goes around the room by itself and it's programmed to go off for a certain time. He's like, you forgot to do your Roomba. I said, no problem, you know. The Shabbos, you listen, the setting getting dark and the room is going. That'd be the same problem, you know. Usually, you know, back in the good old days, you know, you use the broom. But after the broom, you had to push the vacuum cleaner. So obviously, you couldn't do it. Now you don't have to push the vacuum cleaner.
Are we old-fashioned still having a regular vacuum cleaner?
Yes, we are. Okay, Shayanis reporters, the Tom Canal Bafisa Gamma Shemelikheim also says, Lavdaf Kapora, it's any animal would be a problem because of the Havsha Milsa.
What was the thing of source?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Is he Ramaskil?
What?
Which one did Revy read?
Okay, now,
Did you read
Memhei and the Shatzin? I did not read Memhei and the Shatzin.
No.
I just mentioned Memhei. I didn't read it inside. Okay. Tezayin.
Was it Mara and Ram then?
Yeah. Mishiesh lo kerem etzel kerem shal eni Yehudi. Yeah, eni Yehudi b'etzel shalai b'chol amohit. So you have two vineyards next to each other, and the goy is harvesting his during Chol HaMoed. And if he will yipsar Yisur gam es shaloi yavsit. Now I don't know why that fact is so, but apparently, if they're not done, the whole area is not done at the same time. So yours being maintained afterwards would cause a loss. The Devar Oved, again, the simon is about Devar Oved. So Yochel Avotzer, you're allowed to do the harvest on the Kerem. And in a case where you're afraid that it's holding on to the grapes till after Yom Tov is over, after Chol HaMoed, after Yom Tov is over, that the grapes will deteriorate. So you're allowed to even do Dricha, which is also Malachot, some Malachot Schita, Dosh. You're allowed to prepare the barrels. So that's all Mutzavar Oved. Whatever the process, whatever steps are considered potentially that there's a loss, so you're Mutzavar to do them. But the one that you cannot do is intentionally leave it to do Chol HaMoed. Okay. Nun Dalet, Yochel. So a case where you have two kerumim next to each other, right. and the guy is doing one, so you're allowed to do the other one also. What?
We had to nun gimel about the other types of animals.
Yes. Yachol ayin taz mashakosim b'shem rikeach. The adam choshev tzarach lahachmer af b'dever ha'aved. So the taz brings there's a mention in the Gemara actually of this idea that an adam choshev people see him doing it, they're not going to, you know. They're going to learn from him. So even potentially a Dabra Ovid would be proper that he should make a statement that you don't do Malach on Chol HaMoed. People understand that Chol HaMoed is Chomer, you don't do Malach on Chol HaMoed. We had a bike, Mefakvik Bezeb. Berek HaBayis is the Beis Yosef's, when the Beis Yosef wrote the Beis Yosef, so later on he went and added glosses to it, he added more, and he called it Berek HaBayis. The Beis Yosef is the Bayis. Berek HaBayis is the things you have to fix. Berek HaBayis was the things you have to check or fix in the Bayis. That's what the phrase actually means, it's a Pasuk. So he said he wrote his Berek HaBayis, he's fixing up his Beis Yosef. So in the Berek HaBayis, he actually raised this question, and he was Masupik in it. Welcome. It would be proper, at least if you do it, to do it in a way which is not public. If he had a situation where people did one time actually misinterpret what he did, and assume you're allowed to do the Chol HaMoed, and they therefore decide, and that's Chol HaMoed, you know, the Chachila, to decide to leave it for Chol HaMoed. If he knows that that's what happened because of his actions, we would say it would be proper for him to be careful from now on, even though he's meeker than its mutter, minus chasidus at least, he should refrain from doing these type of things. So that's the price you pay for being a Chosheb guy. Lebatsoi. Now, so if you're going to harvest it, so you need workers. So parlam Yisraelim yichelam litoschar. So in a case where it's mutal davar aved, so you're allowed to get workers. The workers will have to do it for free. So listen, it's very nice. It's a davar aved for you. Therefore, I have to work my kishkas out for free. Like I'm not going to work for you. So they're allowed to get paid for it. Um, Even though we said before there was a heter, we mentioned way back when, that the heter for a Jewish worker who has no food to do malach on Chol HaMoed to get money. So that's obviously mutter. But the chiddush over here is that the person has money. He said the heter over here, he has what to eat. Over there he needed money to buy food. Over here, he has what to eat. So the chara, what's the pshat? They don't have a heter because they need it for money, because they don't need it for the money. They don't have a heter because they're rovet, because they don't. It's not that rovet. They don't care. Kabbalah, heter etzam lasas bishviloi. So Tara says, but if as much as a davar rovet, it's much to do, and we said that he doesn't have to do it himself. He's a lot of higher workers, so they're doing it as based on his heter of davar rovet. Dumin the poyol oni. And I'll give you an example where you see this is the opposite. So I have a situation where I have a poel who's an ani and he has nothing to eat. He's allowed to work. It's earnest, he's allowed to work. Why am I allowed to give him work? I'm not a hire a Jew to work on Chol HaMoed. Right? So the same way his valid Yom Tov Chol HaMoed need is matter the other person to give him work. Over here, the owner's valid Chol HaMoed need of Davar Aved to have the field being, the carom over here, the vineyard being harvested, allows the workers to accept money for what is being done. Lidruch HaYayin, Hanukkah Shanovim Yiskalkal Ad Achra Moed. And then you could, not only can you harvest, you're allowed to then press the grapes. Again, that's talking about a case where the grapes, your feather grapes, would be deteriorate sitting around till after Yom Tov. Take a look at the Bir Locha Lebotzroi, which is the bottom one on Chesam Beis on page 16. The bottom is the bottom of the line. Lebotzroi Mishabru, Vayim Levush. So he says, you'll have Jewish workers work for you. The Dayton Levush says, you know what, 1 second. You know why you'll have Jewish workers work for you? Because what, are you going to have a Gersha worker work while you're working in the field? With grapes, squeezing grapes. Gewaldenwelt, you can't have a guy do that for you. The Davke ben Yenenu Shein Yochel Yishtamash Ayalei Akum Machmas Iser Nitzuch. You can't use a goy because there's a concern of the goy using some of the liquid, the wine, to do Nitzuch, to pour it out to Vedazora. Habalma Yishtamash Ayalei Akum, otherwise you have to use a goy. According to the Levush, is also means by him in general, there's not a heter to use a Jew if he has what to eat. Unless there's no goy available. He found somebody does say that the Ritvos does say that, but the Maaseh, the assumption of Allah is not like this Levush, that you could have a Jewish worker do it. So, if I have a there's a damage to my pipes, and if I don't fix it, it's going to be something which is Tzarchi Adam, Tzarchi Kavod Abrius. I can't use my sanitation facilities that we had there. Even if not, just the question would be done. Wait a few days, you're afraid it's going to deteriorate and become more of a problem. I'm allowed to hire a Jewish plumber. Even though the Jewish plumber doesn't really have a heter working Chol HaMoed per se, because his heter is because he ain't Laman Yakol, that he doesn't have. His heter is because he's afraid he's going to lose his customers. So, Bishta Margosha customer, I understand. Jewish customer, you're losing because you're working Chol HaMoed, you're not supposed to work Chol HaMoed. And he knows, but I'm not called the Jewish plumber in that situation, according to what we're saying, because for me, the Rav Aved, he's allowed to do the work for me. Let's hold it here, beginning a tough Kuf Lamed Ches.